Hello and welcome to Vectis Radio Speedway Podcast, giving you all the latest news from the White Link Warriors. If you want to get in touch, email vectorspeedway@gmail.com.
Warriors versus Lyndon Sprockets.
For the second consecutive week, Warriors number one Ben Wilson failed to complete a single lap as lightning struck twice for the Yorkshire man as he suffered a fall, a disqualification and the need to withdraw from the action. This week, Wilson was duelling with home number one Zach Vitnecht when the Warrior clipped the home man's machine and was sent careering into the air barrier at high speed. Whilst being able to walk back to the pits, it was clear he was shaken and it came as no surprise to hear that he had been withdrawn from the meeting on medical advice. Ben's machinery also sustained significant damage in the incident. Both the rider and his support team now face a frantic race to be ready for the Warriors' next scheduled action. So with Wilson missing and also having to cover the rides of the injured Tyler Govier, to their enduring credit, the Warriors did not buckle and did a great deal to contribute to an entertaining evening. Tenacious Nathan Greaves was welcomed back into the team and together with skipper James Cockle, they took the fight to the Sprockets. They received impressive support from Ben Woodhull at reserve, the younger of the twin racing brothers, which showed excellent first bend technique to surprise more experienced riders. If only Wilson had been available for the entire meeting, a surprise might well have been on the cards. The meeting finished, Swindon Sprockets 49, White Link Warriors 41.
The Isle of Wight White Link Warriors set off on the first leg of their bank holiday away meetings, optimistic that league points could be secured at Buxton Hitmen. With Ben Wilson confirming his physical and mechanical fitness, hopes were high. Regrettably, those hopes were soon to be dashed when Nathan Greaves phoned to report an injury following a crash on Saturday night, and the Warriors management were left to make a series of frantic calls to find a guest replacement at very short notice. It came in the shape of Ryan Terry Daly from Stoke. Worse was to follow when a further call was received from skipper James Cockle, who had been caught in the aftermath of a serious road traffic accident and would not get to the Derbyshire circuit in time to make the meeting. The only cover available was to switch the rider replacement facility from injured Tyler Govier to Cockle's number three position and introduce Buxton youngster Sam Woolley at number two. With Buxton tracking their preferred top seven for the first time this season, it's going to be another uphill struggle for the weakened visitors, and whilst Wilson and Woolley got the island off to a good 4-2 start, things went badly wrong from there on, with only one further race win for Wilson again in Heat 5, and 10 5-1 heats conceded throughout the meeting. Team manager Martin Widman could hardly believe the day's events as they unfolded and said, "After an encouraging performance at Swindon, we were looking forward to carrying on the good work here today, but the withdrawals left us in pieces, one heat leader, two second strings and three reserves, plus rider replacement that was never going to be enough against the Hitmen, who were buoyed up by tracking new signing Max Clegg. At least we have another meeting tomorrow at Birmingham, where, weather permitting, we have the chance to improve on today, and I will be talking to all the riders between now and then." Final score, Buxton Hitmen 66, Isle of Wight Warriors 24.
Warriors versus Birmingham Brummies.
Heavy rain an hour before the scheduled start time put paid to the Warriors' planned National League Speedway match in Birmingham. The meeting will be rearranged for later in the season. Warriors' next action will be on Thursday the 1st of June at 7 o'clock at the Andrew Uni Smallbrook Stadium when Plymouth Devils visit in a national trophy.
Here's some news that's going to affect the National League. The Kingsland Young Stars have seen their side decimated in the early stages of the season, especially in the upper order, and are now unable to compete further. They suffered a major blow on the eve of the campaign, with winter signing Carl Hughes electing not to take his place in the team, and the problems increased following Danny Phillips' horror crash at Mildenhall on May the 7th. Now Young Stars number one, Josh Bailey, who suffered a badly broken collarbone last August, has informed the club of his decision to take time out of the sport after a confidence-sapping run. And with the lack of available options for replacements, despite numerous inquiries, the club have reluctantly come to the conclusion that they cannot see out the season in the third tier. Well, Shania, how do you think the season's gone so far?
We've seen some great racing at the Andrew Uni Stadium. Team looks very promising. Skipper James Cockle's riding really well. Same with Ben Wilson, our number one. And also Jamie Seeley in the reserves. He's starting to pick up the points now. Doing very well, I think.
And of course, you've got to remember that Jamie Seeley is from my first kid training school, so it's nice to see the training school actually bringing I think is the first person through the ranks to actually take part in the team. We've had a miserable weekend. It was a miserable meeting against the Buxton Hitmen that went all wrong for various reasons. We even ended up with one of their side having to deputise for the Warriors, and of course Birmingham. What a washout that was. We were thinking about going. We actually took time off work for it.
Yeah, we were thinking about going up there, but it's a good job we didn't with all the weather that happened there.
No, so I still took the time off, but thankfully didn't go. I'd done the gardening instead. But I know a few people looking up Facebook and what happened that actually got there, and they'd got there for 5 minutes to be told that it was off. I don't think it was a great surprise, because I think they were driving through God's car wash on the way up there. Actually, had biblical rain, so it wasn't a great surprise, I guess. But this is the trouble with speedways, isn't it? They're so weather dependent that you would have travelled 3.5, probably 4.5, nearly 5 hours if you take into account the ferry, just to get all the way there and for it to be called off. So that's got to be played at a date to be agreed by later on in the season. So let's hope for great things this Thursday. It's Thursday, isn't it? I've lost track now of us having the Thursday off last week. Yeah, this Thursday was the Plymouth Devils. It's going to be a lovely day weather-wise. I've looked at the weather forecast. There's a nice smiley face of sun, 18 degrees centigrade, very little wind. It's not a school night. It's half term as well, so no excuse for not having loads and loads of people down there watching the racing, eating the burgers, and generally having a good time. So who's going to win, Chas?
I'm going to have to say it's going to be a White Warriors win.
And who do you think the top scorer is going to be?
Oh, that's difficult because we've got so many strong riders. I would say it'd have to be between Cockle.
Cockle.
Win another race for me. He's riding really well at the moment, our skipper. And I'd say Ben Wilson as well, number one rider. He's brilliant as well all the time.
And as we've already said, Jamie Seedy, I'm sure, will be a strong contender as well. So there's no excuse. Everyone get down there. The gates open at 5:30. You can get into the pits between 5:45 and 6:15. You can get up close and personal with your favourite rider. Plenty of good places to eat there and what have you. There's even a licensed bar. So come and say a hi to us. We'll be outside the bar, of course, on the balcony there. Just see the people that are stood round the table with loads of wires and microphones and come and say hello. So hoping to see you all there. It's going to be balmy, beautiful summer night at the Andrew Uni Stadium. See you there.
That's it from the Speedway podcast. Join us next time for the latest Warriors news. And don't forget to look out for live coverage of home meetings on Vectis Radio.